With a country divided, the republic at risk, and morality being redefined, it's time to gather round the campfire, get back to basics, and spark the revival that this country so desperately needs. This is the American Campfire Revival with Kirk Cameron.
Well, I was continuing to study, again, the principles in the American Covenant book, the book that really has become kind of my plumb line for understanding where we are in this cultural moment, both socially and spiritually and historically, where we are in God's plan of not only reconciling you and me to God by His grace through faith, but also restoring all things that He has made. Remember, God made the world and He said it was very good. And it was only after sin entered the world that the rescue mission needed to occur. And He sent the last Adam, who is the king to be enthroned in heaven, who would reverse the curse and restore all things. And Jesus Himself said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." And He's making them new first by making us new, and then through us making all things new. And that is the heart and soul of revival and restoration and heaven coming to earth. So some of you may think, Kirk, you're kind of a pie-in-the-sky optimist, and you're not reading the Bible and reading all those doom and gloom verses. Well, we could get to that a little bit later. That has to do with your understanding of things like end times and last days and how all of that turns out. And that's something I've been studying an awful long time, and I would love to share with you some of my views on that. But what I'm talking about for you and for me is revival. All throughout the scriptures, we see the psalmist and we see others saying, "Oh God, revive us again. You've done it in the past. You can do it in our day. Open our hearts, open our minds. Make us like those bones in the dry valley that just came together and you breathed life into them and they began to clap and they stood on their feet like a great army of compassion, a great multitude of the family of faith, who would then go into the world fueled with love and courage and bring heaven to earth." That's what I'm talking about, and I want to be at the center of that together with you. That's the American Campfire Revival. It would be really good for us to take a survey of the past year. Do you ever do that? Do you ever sit down and say, you know, I've got my goals, maybe they're New Year's resolutions, but we look back into the past and say, what lessons can I learn? In fact, that's an idea that we find in the Bible as well, where we are told by Jesus Himself in the book of Revelation to remember from where you've fallen and go back and do the deeds that you did at first. Remember. I'm so thankful for memory. Can you imagine the things that we would not be able to do without memory? Could you imagine if you didn't remember your name or who you were? You didn't remember where you worked? If you didn't remember where you lived? If you didn't remember the people in your house, you'd walk in the front door and think it was filled with strangers. You'd be calling 911 every single day. If you didn't have memory, memory allows us to function. And memory is a gift from God. And if I want my marriage to be as fresh and full of life as it was during my honeymoon, I need to remember the deeds that I did at first. Because feelings follow actions. And if I want to feel a certain way in my relationship with my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, I need to continue to do the things that I did at first. I need to date her. I need to honor her. I need to cherish her. I need to put her needs before my own. Memory is really, really important. And Marshall was pointing out here that with the tech firms and the social media platforms just pumping people with a false sense of our history and propaganda that is getting us brainwashed to think a certain way about our country, with awesome entrepreneurs and inventors like Elon Musk, who I think is just what a unique guy, talking about moving on to Mars, which I think will probably lead to quite a few people thinking, yeah, you know what? Earth is just toast. Earth is done. We've wrecked this place. Let's just get on to Mars and forget about Earth. With those who want to obliterate the Constitution and wipe out all memories of Christian civilization. And that's what we're living in here in the West. And you think of Western civilization is really a civilization that's based on Judeo-Christian values. There are those, they like to call themselves progressives. I like to be more accurate and say that they're regressive in their thinking. They want to go back to the pagan ways and forget about Christian civilization and the Judeo-Christian ethic. They want to move on from that and so-called progress from that. And then he says the average New Year's Eve partygoer is thinking, you know what, 2021 was a bust and so was 2020. I just want to forget about the past. Let's just move forward. And even many patriots and many believers, members of the family of faith, are just being pummeled with the message that it is not worth it to go back to the old ways. We need to basically abandon the values and the principles of the past because they're bad, so-called, and we need to progress into the future and build the whole thing back from scratch better. It's actually going back to the broken ways in reality is what that's talking about. But the message is it would be better to just give up on the quest to restore and rebuild our republic and move on to newer and better things. But the truth is that what we really need to do if we want hope for the future is to review the unchanging strategy for liberating men and women and children and families and communities and nations. There is a strategy that has worked all throughout history. In fact, it's the only historically proven strategy that will bring lasting peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And God gave it to us thousands of years ago. And he made sure that it does not need to be updated with new technology. Technology may change, but God's strategy for setting men and women and families and nations free is unchanging and it's unstoppable. And it was revealed to Moses. I'm sorry, even further back, it was revealed to Abraham. And it was told that this strategy would be used to bless all nations. It was then revealed to Moses, who through it, he outlined a limited constitutional republic in the Torah. That's what our form of government is based on today, is the instructions given to Moses in the Torah, in the old, under the old covenant system, in the Old Testament of the Bible, of a limited constitutional republic. That means the government's power is not universal. It's not, they're not the ultimate sovereign. It's limited in its power, and it's governed by a constitution of law. It was in the Old Testament, it was in Israel, and it is in the United States, and it is a republic.
Hey guys, it's Kirk here. Did you know that another option to traditional insurance even exists out there? I get that it may come as a surprise, since we're so conditioned to think traditional insurance is our only option, but that's simply not true. My family has been using Christian Healthcare Ministries over the last several years, and I cannot recommend them enough to other like-minded believers looking to do things differently than what we've been told to do. CHM is the faith-based alternative to insurance. And most importantly, with CHM, we know that our money is going to help other fellow Christians when they're in need. And this is how we like to steward our dollars when it comes to healthcare. Are you tired of your healthcare the same old way and want to do things the better way? I highly recommend you start by checking out CHM and see if this is an option that could work for your family's healthcare. It does for ours. It's not harder, but it's different in the best way. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/Kirk Cameron. Again, that's chministries.org/Kirk Cameron.
This is not a socialist state. This is not a communist state. And this is not a pure democracy. Our founders said that was one of the worst forms of government. This is a republic of the people, for the people, by the people, where we elect our own leaders. And that's the unchanging strategy that God gave to Moses. And then he actually revealed it to a greater degree through Jesus, as Jesus unleashed the army of compassion into the world, filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, armed with the Word of God and the promise that Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, and he will be with us till the end of the age. And he also revealed it again through Patrick. St. Patrick of St. Patrick, he's an Englishman, but he went to liberate Ireland, and he set Ireland free from its pagan ways. And then all the way down to the pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower, and the founders, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Adams and Madison and others, who implemented this unchanging and unstoppable strategy to give you and me and our kids and our grandkids the freest, most blessed, and strongest nation in the history of the earth, because it was built originally on this unstoppable, unchanging strategy that liberates men and nations. And that strategy, I've been talking about it here with that monument that our forefathers left for us. Remember this, I've shown you this t-shirt. Check out the very back. The back has the blueprint for this unchanging, unstoppable strategy. And there she is. There's faith at the very top. And faith is combined with wisdom, holding the Bible. And there is law and morality. There is education and liberty. And that liberty is both internal, power over our sin and selfishness and pride and greed and anger, and liberty from external tyrants and bureaucrats who want to take all of the freedom away from the people and put it into the hands of those who can stranglehold and crush the liberties of people. That's the strategy, the only one that has ever brought peace on earth and goodwill toward men in a lasting way. And we've got it. We've been entrusted with it. And it's our job to pass this on to our children. So let's have a goal at the American Campfire Revival. If you're with me, let's have our own campfires, thousands of them across the nation. Let's have our own prayer groups, our own study groups, engaging our family and our friends to renew all things. It starts with the gospel, that seed of life that's planted in the heart. If you've not made a commitment to share the gospel with people that you know and love, make a new commitment to sharing the gospel, because until someone has life, they can't do anything else. Until we're made new in our heart, until spiritual life is born on the inside, change cannot take place on the outside. So let's make a commitment to sharing the liberating message of the gospel to people that we know and love. And then let's make a commitment to talk about the things that are mattering to our families. We don't need to call it religion and politics, but they're kind of the two most important things, really the two things that impact everything else: what you believe about God, what you believe about why you're here, what's your purpose in life, and how do we love people? How do we make laws and rules? How do we govern ourselves? What moral standards will we live by and require other people to live by so that all of us can flourish? That's really what religion and politics is about: loving God and loving your neighbor. Well, hey, I'm up for the challenge. I've got all sorts of ideas. I just need a team. I want to be together with the army of compassion. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions strong across the earth. And I want to start in my backyard and in my family with my community. And I'd like for you to be doing the same thing. And as our little circles and our campfires grow bigger and bigger, and there's one over here and one over here, pretty soon we're going to grow and we're all going to finally touch and we'll be together like that giant army of dry bones that comes to life with God breathing courage and love into us, and we make the difference. I don't think that the past is better than the future. I don't think that the past is so bad that we need to forget about it and only think about the future. I think the future looks bright for you and me when we learn lessons from the past and we go back to the things that we did at first, loving God, staying in covenant with God, like our founding fathers and forefathers did. When we walk with God and we understand that we have a great friend in heaven, when we are humble and we're following his liberating laws, we don't have to be sad and depressed and discouraged thinking that there's no hope. We can be filled with hope. So that's the message for tonight that I wanted to share with you. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the American Campfire Revival podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to learn more and join the movement, visit kirkcameron.com.